Après har man jo nævnt, det kan jeg ikke noget om Kevin Murillo, K-E-I-R-I-N, last name M-U-R-I-L-L-O, birthday 1/22/2000, dictation 9/4/25, patient presents the history of a starting Lego missile pig. Four days ago, now with cramping and passage of some clots for the past 2 days. States her prior normal, last normal menses was 1 month ago. States that she passed some questionable tissue, measuring the length of a external pad, thinks that she believes that she may have passed tissue with picture present in office, suggesting foreign material mixed with menstrual clot. Also, now with also complaints of moderate lower abdominal pain and low back pain. Described as cramps. Still using maxi pads 3 a day. That she called her OB, was not able to be seen for 2 months. The symptoms of was not contributory, past medical history, patient's been pregnant 3 times, has 2 children, no abortions, living children 2. Also has history of cystic ovarian disease. Also has history of cysts in her ovaries last 3 months ago. Social history non contributory, family history non contributory, physical exam, your appearance. No deep distress. Head eyes, ears, nose, and throat, 10 normal minutes. Next up without masses, unsecured oxygen percussion, heart rate in the top murder gallop. Abdomen with apparent slight discomfort in the suprapubic area without guarding or rebalance, without localization to right or left side. Back, skin, extremities, neuropsychiatric, all within normal limits. Impression menorrhagia with probable early miscarriage. Pregnancy test was negative. Ultrasound was done, which also was non-informative. Patient advised to follow up with an OB doctor as soon as possible with instructions to go to the emergency room if bleeding or pain increases. Continue to use pads with routine precautions. Thank you, Dr. Halberdier.